This is an oral history interview with B.J. Dodd conducted by Jeffrey Bellamy on March 27, 1996 at B.J. Dodd's home. The subject of this interview is World War II.
To begin the interview, I would like to find out some background information. First, where were you born?
In Gadsden, Alabama, July 2, 1924.
And who were your parents?
John R. Dodd and Eva Dodd.
Okay. And pertaining to World War II, were you enlisted or did you draft?
I was drafted in 1943.
And how old were you at that time?
18 years old.
And when you were drafted, where did they take you?
I went to Fort McPherson, Georgia, and shipped out of there to Camp Chevy, Mississippi, where I took my basic training in the 69th Infantry Division, and we started in on our advanced training, and I was put on overseas shipment out of the 69th Infantry Division, and I left Newport News, Virginia, November 2, 1943, and went to Casablanca, North Africa, then to Oran, then I went to Italy.
In your training, when you first started out, what all did they make you do or qualify you for?
I was qualified on a 30 caliber light machine gun, the BAR, an M1 rifle.
Okay. When you're traveling from, where'd you say you left from after your training?
I went to Newport News, Virginia to board ship to go overseas.
Okay. Where were you stationed in Europe?
We landed in during the Italy war in Naples, and I joined the 45th Infantry Division, which was an old National Guard unit from Oklahoma and New Mexico.
Okay.
After you joined that division, where did you go after that?
We went north to the Rapido River, and that's when the Germans stopped the 5th Army. We could not cross the river, and they took our division, which was the 45th. We went back to Salerno on a few day training mission. Then we went up the coast and landed at Anvil, which was north of Naples, and that was we didn't have enough of troops to take the mountains, so consequently we were there for over 4 months trying to get off of that beachhead, because the Germans had moved a lot of troops out of Po Valley above Rome down there, and they stopped the gold. So finally, after about 4 months, was able to take the mountains. Then we went to Rome, and we got on the south side of Rome. The Germans pulled back, and we did not have to tear Rome immediately up. And then when we took Rome, the 45th Division was pulled back to Naples, and we trained for the invasion of southern France. And the following summer, we invaded southern France at Marseille, France, and then the 45th Division went from there up up to southern France, and which was the 7th Army then, under General Patch. And that's when the Battle of the Bulls started, and they sent Patton's 3rd Army north, and we kept on going toward Germany. We just before we got to Munich, Germany, we took Dachau, which was a concentration camp, and there that was something. There were so many dead Ukrainians and Polacks and Jews there that they had them in flat cars, railroad flat cars on the outside, and they had them stacked up so far behind of burning the bodies that it was bodies everywhere. And so after we took Dachau, we went into Munich just before war ended, and our division, they said our war was over. We occupied Munich, Germany for the next several days.
Now, the German concentration camp that y'all took, is that like the other concentration camps that you see in movies and on TVs and stuff?
Yes, it was. They had several, in Germany.
And when y'all were cleaning up, did y'all dispose of the bodies by burning them? And
that's what the Germans were doing when we took camp. They were trying to burn up all the dead bodies and all the bodies that they had starved to death, and they had the showers. They had showers built in there, and they made them strip off, and they told them they were going to take a shower. Instead of turning water on them, they opened up a gas valve, and they killed them by lethal gas.
So this was all part of Hitler's white supremacy thing?
Yes.
Of killing off the Jews and other races. Okay. Okay. After you occupied Munich, where did you go from Munich?
I had enough of points to come home on, and they were going to send the 45th Division back to the United States, then send it to Japan. So I didn't want to go to Japan, so they said it transferred to the 9th Infantry Division in Ingolstadt, Germany. That's where I went. The 9th Infantry Division in Ingolstadt.
Okay, you said you had enough points. Do you build points up?
As long as you're over there, according to how many months you was over there and all that, they supposed to have the point system set up where the older men would go home first. But they still had to regulate the shipments on account of they just couldn't move all the troops immediately.
You went to Ingolstadt, Germany, is that where?
Ingolstadt.
And Ingolstadt. What did you do there?
I was, they shipped me to division headquarters in Ingolstadt in the 9th Infantry Division. And that's when I met, General Patton come in to Ingolstadt to inspect the 9th Infantry Division, and that's when I saw him at the airport. He flew in on a C-47, and we had the division lined up out there at the airport, and that's when I saw General Patton. After the Patton parade, I was elected to drive some officers to Birch's Gardens, which was Hitler's winter his vacation home in the south of Munich. On account I was elected, I was familiar with Munich, Germany. And we went to Bush's Gardens and spent 4 or 5 days. That was a beautiful place. And then we came back to Ingolstadt and to get on a shipment back, wait for our orders to get on a shipment home.
Was Munich, was it tore up?
Yeah, they tore up Munich in 3 days' time. The Air Force did before we got into Munich while the war was going on. They bombed Munich and really tore that town up.
So it was a mess.
Yes.
And you were picked because you knew your way around.
Yes,
all the mess.
Yeah.
After you got back from Burgess Gardens, did you ship out and go home?
No, I got back to Ingolstadt. Well, I knew I wasn't feeling very well, so on Monday morning, I went to the doctor. And he said I had yellow jaundice, so he shipped me to Munich, Germany, to the hospital. I spent 22 days in the hospital in Munich, went back to Ingolstadt. And when I went back to headquarters, the sergeant said, asked me what I was doing there. He said, I shipped you out here over 3 weeks ago. And I told him, I said, I went to the hospital in Munich. I didn't go on a shipment home. So consequently, I had to wait in Ingolstadt for my orders to get from Le Havre, France, where I was supposed to have got on a boat to come home, get back to England, to my orders back to the 9th Infantry Division so I could get on another shipment home. And so finally, my orders arrived. I was there, I forget how many days, but I was there quite a little while before my orders got back to Ingolstadt. Then I got on the shipment home and we went to a town in southern Germany, which we were headed from Marseille, France, to get on a ship home. And that's when the longshoremen in New York City struck and they stopped us in some town there in Germany, and we spent 5 weeks there waiting for them to settle the longshoremen strike. Then we went to Marseille, France, and I boarded ship and come home. I got home in the middle of December, and I got discharged December 19th, 1945, and got home that night.